if you were a foreign power and you were going to enter into a conflict with the U.S., you might think, how can I use my missiles? How can I use my airplanes? How can I use my warships or my army? And one of the targets you might have might be our electrical system. This is just another way of attacking, and so these countries are smart. They've got really good people. And they said, you know what, instead of thinking about how I would send airplanes, what if I did something over the Internet? So it's just another weapon in their arsenal.
And apparently they've tried.
Well, I'm not sure about that. I think what is fair to say is they have tried in the sense that they've mapped out the networks and possibly left something behind. Absolutely right. You know, have they tried to turn off the electricity? I don't think so, because that would be a really, really major step.
Right.
You know, if you were China and you turned off the electricity and we found out, that would be something close to a warlike act.
So there's a difference between an actual intrusion and an actual attempt.
Yeah, and I think what we've seen and where we've been weak is it hasn't been much of a problem for them to map out our vulnerabilities and figure out how they could take advantage of it and maybe implant something that would let them trigger a blackout or some other activity if there was a conflict. All of that, you're right, they've probably done that. But an actual attack, no, they're saving it up for a rainy day.
Talk a bit about the risk that the power structure, the power grid, sees, and how you sort of nailed it down a few years ago when you wrote a paper about this. Tell me a bit about that vulnerability.
You know, it's a highly networked infrastructure, and I think people don't always realize that, judging from some of the things I've seen recently, in that you have little power plants, you know, up in Maine and big power plants down in Georgia, and they might all be linked together. We have several regional grids, big regional grids, and the regional grids are really attractive targets, right? We all lived through this, or some of us lived through it in 2003 mm-hmm. when the Northeast Regional Grid went down for a couple days. That's the kind of thing we're talking about. The 2003 blackout is the sort of thing that an opponent might be able to trigger in wartime.
And because they are interlinked, then there could be this domino effect. But how vulnerable are they in the first place? I mean, are there computer code holes? Are there gaps in security?
Basically, nobody was thinking about this as much as they needed to. We didn't take the problem as seriously as we should have. And so you have a great dependence on computer networks for many, many services, including electricity. But there's been a lot less thinking about how to protect them. So, yeah, there's all sorts of vulnerabilities. And really, it's not that every electrical company is vulnerable. Some of them do a great job. The problem is we don't know which are the vulnerable ones and which are the ones that are safe. And since they're all connected, it's the lowest common denominator that decides what will happen, and that would be the ones that are vulnerable.
They're controlled locally. I mean, these are state and local government-type controlled enterprises and private companies that control them, too. So where can the federal government step in and create, I don't know, standardization of security levels?
Well, it is an interesting problem because you have a big role for state governments. One thing the federal government could do is, you know, help educate the state regulators as to what they need to do. But we've also seen the government step in other situations and say, here's standards that the industry has to meet. Here are things, research that we can provide that will help you figure out how to do this better. There's a lot of room for federal activity, both on the regulatory side and on the informational side. And I hope this government takes the opportunity to use both of them.
Do you think this event or this report could serve as a wake-up call for that?
No, I think that wake-up call happened a couple months ago. I think that when the Obama administration came in, they realized they had a big problem. And there's been a few studies in the last year that have said the electrical grid is at risk. The House Homeland Security Committee last year had some great hearings that went through in excruciating detail some of the vulnerabilities, some of the inaction. They were painful to watch, but it did get people focused on this. And so what I understand is the new administration is trying to think, how can we make things better quickly, And what would a long-term strategy look like?
Yeah, the Obama administration is conducting a security review. That is actually scheduled to wrap up next week. Where can it go from here?
You know, I think we have to decide what is it that's lacking, and that could be both incentives for companies to improve their performance. It could be research on what a secure system looks like. It could be tax incentives. There's a whole range of things. I don't know where they're going to come out, but I do know they are looking at how do you get the private sector to take cybersecurity more seriously. Where should the government step in? And is that stepping in by helping people figure out what the problem is, or stepping in by telling them this is what you have to do to make our country safe?